Good evening, Pillow Talk Audio. So, this evening I will be attempting the little audio questionnaire of slumber, devised by Rob1514. He pointed it out to me, and knowing my fondness for questionnaires, and my ability to let him down lately, I figured I would come across and give it a go. Plus, the questionnaire looks pretty good. But we won't tell him that. Let's get started. Question 1. How many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? I sleep with 3. I put 2 under my head. And I lay 1 horizontally. Alongside me. That I prop my arm up on so that my shoulder stays straight, because otherwise it ends up really sore in the morning because it's messed up. 2. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I definitely need my own space. I now come with a disclaimer that if you touch me when I'm sleeping, I might just punch you in the face, because it actually happened. I was taking a nap with a friend of mine, and she is a cuddler, and she forgot who she was napping with, and so she kind of rolled over and went to kind of pull me in to snuggle, and I woke up, rolled over, and just punched her in the face. I did feel bad for it, and I did apologize. But I've just had to add the disclaimer now to protect myself and to protect everybody else as well. 3. When you're cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them? Or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? A little mixture of the two. I think cuddling in bed is done best when it's kind of a jumble of arms and legs and everybody's kind of wrapped up in one another. That's the best part about it. What's something that you've done to help to get to sleep that's worked well? That's the obvious answer that comes up later in the questionnaire. And I also tend to go for a walk just before bed, or if I'm up late at night, and I know I need to get to sleep pretty soon, I go for a little wander around the streets, or I'll have a drink, have a little bit of whiskey. Always helps. 5. What position do you sleep in? I sleep face down, but not even just kind of on my front with my head tilted to the side, fully face down and kind of skydiving freefaller position, with my arms up by my head. 6. Have you ever listened to the recordings in Pillow Talk Audio to help you fall asleep? Yes, I love, not even to help me get to sleep, but certainly to help me feel sleepy. So there needs to be more activity on this post, on this sub. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or a TV? Yes, I can't sleep when it's too quiet. I certainly can't handle silence. I need some kind of distraction and white noise. I did have one of those white noise apps on my phone for a while, but I just found it wasn't actually as effective as listening to the TV. Question 8. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as... No, we've done that one. Are you a restful sleeper or are you more like a wrecking ball? I'm definitely a wrecking ball. I wake up every couple of hours through the night, and so I end up fidgeting a lot. So I'm generally a really terrible person to share a bed with. 9. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? usually that I should have gone to bed earlier. So it's like, oh, look, it's 4 hours before I have to get up for work. This was a bad plan. Or if it's a weekend, then it's kind of a, oh, I should have gone to bed earlier. I'm going to waste my entire day sleeping tomorrow. But it doesn't matter. And 10. How often do you need to come before you can fall asleep? I'm not sure if this is like a how many days a week do you feel you need to do it, or how many times? So I'll answer it. It's both. I need to come most days, unless I'm really tired already. I usually need to come before I go to sleep. Just to get that off my mind so I don't lie awake thinking about it. And with regard to number of times, if it's mind blowing, then it just takes one. And if they're kind of more everyday, run-of-the-mill orgasms that are still fantastic, then it takes two or three to really wear me out. But that's all 10. So that's it from me for the evening. If you have any questions, feel free to ask them. I will clear up any issues you have with my sleeping habits down in the comments. And have a good night.